Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Does it seem like we just heard that a few weeks ago? That's because we did. The last line of today's gospel, which is from the 18th chapter of Luke, is an exact repetition of a line in the 14th chapter of Luke that we heard 8 weeks ago. So let's all save some time, go to the website, listen to the homily from 8 weeks ago. How's that? Or, keep in mind that we get reminded of this a lot. At about the same time next year, we'll hear the same line from Matthew's gospel. And the first letter of Peter and the letter of James both repeat the concept. And this thought is the foundation of the Beatitudes in both Luke's gospel and Matthew's gospel. Exalt yourself and be humbled. Why repeat this particular admonition so much? I have a theory based on observation of my own behavior. Here it is. Scripture has to repeat this point so often because it is one of my favorite mistakes. I repeat it so often and with such tremendous enthusiasm. Luke says Jesus was speaking to those who were convinced of their own righteousness. When I am least aware, that can be me. The temptation is so persistent, and it's really, really insidious. It is sneaky. With one heartbeat, I will say I give control of my life and will to God, and I will promise to be solely dedicated to playing my part in the world, leaving all the judgment and responsibility for any grand scheme up to God's will and not my own. And in the very next heartbeat, I will think, and this is exactly how I'm going to do that. Father Thomas Keating is a Cistercian monk who's a wonderful writer and teacher of contemplative prayer. He says it rather bluntly. He says, we're all addicted, thanks to our falsely inflated ego, to trying to be God. The Pharisee, Luke writes today, spoke this prayer to himself. Did you get the double meaning? It's in the original Greek text, the double entendre. It's intentional, I think. It comes right out of the text. It suggests that he's not merely speaking quietly so as not to be overheard, but rather, it's much more likely that he is literally praying to himself rather than to God. An inflated ego inside me is a lot like that Pharisee. The Pharisee starts out in the right direction. My ego hardly ever does. But the Pharisee starts out in the right direction. His first 5 words are right on target for prayer. Oh God, I thank you. That's a good beginning. That's where Jesus always begins. That's where my prayer should always start, with gratitude. But then the Pharisee takes a really sharp turn right into the ditch. I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity. They are, he says, greedy, dishonest, adulterous. He is, on the other hand, outwardly observant of the letter of the law and generous, he says. We have our own sanitized version of that prayer. Have you ever said it? There, but for the grace of God, go I. That's dangerously close to thanks that I'm not like them. There's a wonderful contemporary Catholic writer and retreat director by the name of Paula D'Arcy. And she's said that over the years, that prayer, there but for the grace of God go I, has changed for her. It has become, Paula says, there with the grace of God I too will go. That is really rich in understanding. It's rich in the understanding that we are each of us called into community as God is in community with everyone. Whether we call them greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or we call them homeless, undocumented, HIV positive, addicted, or imprisoned. We're about to enter into the holiday season, and I want to suggest something to you as a prayer project. Actually, I guess commercially we're already in it. As I was typing this on my computer, I got 3 emails telling me about pre-Christmas sales. But try this project, this little prayer project, to help remember that the holidays are about gratitude, not commercialism. Gratitude for our safety and privilege in this country, and most of all, gratitude for the incarnation of Jesus of Nazareth. Here's the project. Do something radically non-consumerist, something purposefully less than you can afford to do for something important in your life. Like what? Here's something I tried. The next time you fly off on vacation, take the bus home from the airport. I don't mean the shuttle. I mean the city bus, SunTran. It does go to the airport. It's parked conveniently out of sight for most of us. Get as close as you can get to home on the city bus. Make a note of how long it takes you. When I tried it while I was living by the university, what had been a 15-minute ride to the airport became an hour and a half. Look at your fellow passengers, not judgmentally, but as your peers. Notice the burdens that they carry. Notice the neighborhoods through which you travel. If that's a scary thought, what does that tell you about our level of privilege and the nearness to us and this beautiful worship space of real human need? Our prayer is not intended to be the prayer of the Pharisee, which sounds a lot to me like a job interview with God, trying to convince God of worthiness, how deserving we are, how good we are. Our prayer starts well when we begin with gratitude, which is nothing more than an acknowledgement of the gifts we are each given, right down to the gift of the breath you are taking now. And then, productive prayer asks for what we need to play our unique part in making the world holy. The old language is in the reading, "Have mercy on me, a sinner." If that's a little too harsh to get through, change the language up a little bit, but stick with the truth. God, I really need help with my heart is broken by. I am failing to live honestly in regard to. I'm lost and I'm searching for. Says the same thing. Psalm 34 is the responsorial in today's Mass readings. It promises great things for our prayer. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit, God saves. The Lord redeems the lives of his servant. No one incurs guilt who takes refuge in God. our prayer can be the gateway to our greatest consolation and to our greatest happiness right here, right now, in this life. All we have to do is remember to whom we are praying.